strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 10th. I'm your host, Jen Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How are you doing, Liana?
I'm doing well. This is actually my, I would probably say one of my favorite parts of the game, because I think that there are a lot of decisions that people have to make, and we're getting to see that play out. So I'm excited to talk through everybody's options and what everyone is thinking on today. What, the 66th day, I think?
Yes, it is day 66 in the house, and we are here to update you on everything that happened on that day today. It happened yesterday. Here we go.
It did.
Yeah. We started the day with Nicole talking to the cameras. Nicole is our HOH here. She is feeling very upset, very bad, very upset, because she has to put people on the block. It's making her sad. And she's like, man, I don't like this.
Yeah. Sorry, Nicole. That's kind of how the game works. You've been able to get by with not winning anything, yo. But you know what? You were able to win this HOH. So sorry. And honestly, it's funny because she has almost the perfect situation in terms of justification for putting people up. So this is as good as it gets, Nicole.
Yeah. And she's like, I have to keep reminding myself. Memphis put me on the block. Christmas tried to flip the vote to get me out. I have justification. I have to keep reminding. Man, I'm good at surviving in this game, but I'm not good at this stuff.
I mean, based on the number of times she repeated her speech, yes, clearly she's insecure about that. But like, come on, Nicole, you got this. No more snake hole lying in the grass. You got a snake. You got a bite.
Yeah, she says later, like, she prefers it when people come for her and call her like a snake and like say that she's like a threat. Like that's great. She likes that. And she feels justified. She feels more confident. People are respecting her game enough to try and call her out. It's when there's like nothing to go off of that she feels upset and guilty.
Yeah, nothing to go off of at all. Poor Nicole. Poor Nicole. I guess maybe it's a situation of write what you know, right? So she's just, you know, she's good at being the snake. So she's more comfortable in that realm. But no, she is our HOH, so she will have to make the nominations today.
Yes. So she's going to talk to Memphis, and he has a pitch for her. He talks about the committee. And how he's like, look, the committee is my idea. It was very successful. I came up with this idea, sequester. And I was like, I want to align with like five people. And we're like never going to talk to each other. And it's going to do well. And it did super well. And now the committee, after all of its success, he's gotten this far. That was my idea. That was it. I have no more ideas. I have no more deals. I am completely free to make a deal with you. And so here's what I'm proposing. You keep me off the block. I will keep you safe next week. Final three. We make it to the final three. If you do put me on the block, then I'll know you didn't accept the deal. But that's what I can offer you. If I'm not on the block, I will vote however you want. I will not use the veto. But I have no other deals outside of the committee. And so you know that I am free to offer you this with no conflicts. So there you go.
Old terms and conditions, Memphis. Yeah, except the one teeny tiny little minor flaw.
The 1%.
The 1%. Oh, poor Memphis. He thought he had it. Although obviously he does feel safe because of his relationships with Cody and Enzo. But unfortunately for Memphis, Nicole knows that he has two other final threes. So sorry, Memphis. Also, feeds were weirdly down for this conversation. I don't know why we weren't allowed to see this, but
we were down a lot.
Yeah, yesterday. They were down a lot yesterday, especially during game talk. It was like, oh, yeah, they're doing nothing game related. Feeds are up. But then all of a sudden, a conversation like this one starts, cut. So
Christmas had a whole pitch to Enzo that was just completely off the feeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
super annoying.
Yeah. Super annoying.
We got barely anything to watch anyway. Like, what are you doing?
I know. Seriously, I want the total cumulative hour that I have of interesting conversation. But of course, Nicole is like, terrible deal. Also, why would he only offer me final three?
Yeah.
Like, bruh, just if you're going to do it, Memphis, just go all the way. Just say final two. You know, why not? Yeah. Unless he wants to make it seem realistic.
He's offering me a final three deal at the final five. That's a 1 week deal. That's not a final yeah, three. That's like offering somebody a final 14 in week one. Like, hey, don't evict me first. Here's what I've got for you. A final 14 deal.
What do you think? I got no other deals. That's all I'm saying. I wrote it down on a note card in Sequester. That was my plan, to make a final 14 deal.
And not only am I offering you a final 14 deal, but I can guarantee you I have offered nobody else any final 14 deals. But Nicole actually knows that he has a final 14 deal with 15 other people.
This is the next meta strategy. The final 14 deal. Yes. No, thank you, Taryn. I appreciate you making that comparison, because that's essentially what this is. Come on, Memphis.
Yeah. So she knows he's lying to her face, because she knows about she doesn't know it's called the wise guys, but she knows about his other, he has a final three deal with everyone in the house except for her. So if the gall of this guy to come up to her and say, I have no other deals, here's a final three deal just for you, and it's not even a final two, it's like, you really?
It's just for you.
So what Nicole's response prior to Memphis leaving is, she says, look, I see Cody and Enzo as a pair. I see you and Christmas as a pair. And I don't really have a reason to target Cody and Enzo at this point in time. But Memphis says, whoa, you know this. I told you this. I've told everybody this. My target this week, if I had won, would have been Christmas. She tried to flip the vote on me when I was HOH. She tried to flip the vote on you, and that was not what I wanted when I was HOH. We have a friendship, but in the game, she was my next target. I'm not in a pair with her.
This is definitely a sure Jan moment. Like, okay, sure, Memphis. Okay. All right, part of me is like, well, maybe he is telling the truth, because Memphis keeps all his cards so close to his vest, right? Like, he will be unwilling to say who he wants to put up. But all of his decisions have been logical, that have made sense, that are things that he's articulated before. So, you know, Nicole can see through this. Like,
yeah, she says, okay, well, you're the first person I've talked to, so I need to just talk to more people throughout the day and just get a sense of where I want to go with this. So,
yeah, they gotta take their meetings, which I think that morning they were like, wow, we didn't do this in previous seasons, taking meetings. So, Memphis takes his meeting, and then Christmas, I think, goes up next, which we get that same logic from Nicole of like, oh, well, I see it as two pairs. Yeah. And I'm just trying to figure out, as the fifth wheel, right, which pair do I want to go with?
Yes. And this lasts like 2 hours. She says, I have no reason to put Cody and Enzo up. Christmas, though, you are not my target. There are bigger targets than you in this house. I understand that. Christmas tells Nicole, look, I just hope you realize that you can't beat Cody or Enzo in the final two. Like, you can't beat them in competitions. You can't beat them in the jury. Like, it's Cody, Memphis, Enzo, me, you right now. That's the order that the house is in. And you can't afford to let me go. You need to take out the bigger fish. And Nicole is like, I understand. I get that. Yeah, 100%.
But, you know, sometimes I, you know, you just, what if one of them wins veto and then I would just have to put you up anyway? Nicole's trying to pivot away from this actually very logical decision from Christmas. I really liked her pitch here of trying to say, look, at this point in the game, we need to now really consider jury and jury votes. And people like Enzo, people like Cody are, you know, from Christmas's argument, more likely to get those votes. But Nicole, you know, pivots away from this. She seemed pretty certain in her conversation with Christmas. And while she didn't outright say, look, Christmas, you're going on the block, she was like, well, you know, I need to put up one of them. And then, you know, you might use the veto in Memphis. So I would rather maybe have you go up. And throughout all of Christmas's logic, Nicole is pretty much unshaken.
Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, Cody's going to talk to Memphis. Memphis is a little bit like, what's Christmas up there so long? But he's talking to Cody. He's like, well, look, as long as Christmas doesn't win this veto, we should be good. We should be fine. You guys will obviously vote Christmas out. So we just need to make sure she doesn't win that veto. And then it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, Memphis feels so safe. I'm kind of hoping, remember when Austin from BB17 got evicted without shoes on? I'm really hoping for something similar where Memphis, no one tells Memphis and he just feels so safe all week. And then he gets blindsided. That would be a truly beautiful thing.
It's a conversation. Nicole and Cody have a conversation. They talk about what Nicole wants. She says she still wants Memphis to go, but you know, at least he offered her something. Christmas didn't really offer her anything. And also Cody, Christmas talked about how nobody can beat you and stuff. You know, she says that you're the best player in there, and like, don't use this information against me, but you know, it's she's saying all of these things.
Yeah, which of course then Cody feels shaken by, right? I mean, understandably so. Then Christmas is coming after him, and Cody has a good relationship with Memphis, right? He's part of one of the wise guys. Christmas is the other wise guy. Christmas is the other person he put on the block last week. Christmas is the other person he considered sending out this week. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see how the week progresses if Cody really tries to make a push to get Christmas out, because there was another conversation, I think, with him and Enzo where he started to float the idea of, okay, but like, what about Christmas though? Like, what if we considered that option? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, at the moment it seems like Enzo and Nicole are pretty set on Memphis, but Cody definitely, I mean, you know, he's thinking.
Well, yeah. I mean, his first reaction was, all right, let's send Christmas out then. Mm-hmm. Ah, kidding. Of course. Well, do what you want.
Whatever the HOH wants.
Yes. She says, look, Cody, I hope you know that I am taking you to the, I know you're going to beat me, but I'm still taking you to the end. You deserve the $500,000. I was taken in my season. It's your turn to be taken. I want to take you to the end. It's all about getting us there.
People say chivalry is dead. Yeah, I think it was something along the lines of like, oh, this is now your turn to win $500,000 or something mm-hmm. like that. Cool. Glad that's how we play.
I mean, again, this was her mentality in 18 as well. So it's not super surprising to me. But yeah, this seems to be, and of course she could be lying to Cody here. I don't think she is.
Yeah, I know. I keep holding out hope that she'll cut him. And that's why she wants to keep Christmas, because, you know, she has the closest relationship probably with Christmas. And then if she feels good about Enzo, then maybe she thinks that they'll cut Cody. But I really don't think that's the case. She just, you can tell when she's with Cody that, you know, she just feels really open with him. And so I think that relationship is just so incredibly tight.
Yeah. And it's why Cody should do whatever Nicole wants this week, mm-hmm. because it really doesn't matter all that much between Memphis or Christmas, which one of them goes. And I could make a good case for either one of them leaving for Cody's game. But really, the important thing is that he maintains his relationship with both Enzo and Nicole such that they both want to keep him and bring him to the final two, even though they pretty much know they'll lose to him.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. So this is, you know, one of the reasons why this is one of my favorite parts of the game is because you have to consider a few different things. One is who you can beat in competitions, who will take you to the end and who you can beat at the end. And so I sort of love watching people weigh those three different priorities. And so for Cody at the moment, he has two people who would for sure take him. Like, that's an awesome guarantee, which means you won't be evicted at Final Four and you would be taken to Final Two. And so I think maintaining that, those relationships and maintaining that dynamic is so important for Cody. And I think he sees that. And so, which is why he's at least at the moment, not trying to push for anything different than what Nicole wants.
Yep. So Christmas talks to Memphis. They're just, you know, oh, we're going on the block. That's unfortunate. Well, we got to find a way to maybe get Enzo on the block, or maybe still we could get Enzo to win the veto and use the veto. We get Cody on the block, something like that. But it's all coming from Christmas. Memphis is just kind of like, yep. Because he still feels like, as long as Christmas doesn't win the veto, I should hopefully be good. And it's not going to work anyway. So,
That's such a ridiculous plan, but whatever. Fine.
Nicole, Cody, and Enzo come together, and she fills Enzo in on what Christmas in Memphis said. They say again they want to take up Memphis. They talk about making it to the final three together, that's the goal. All they need to do is win the competitions next week and they'll make it to the final three together, and they'll all be a happy family.
Sounds about right. Get a sitcom going.
Cody and Enzo also talk a bit. They agree that whoever stays is going to go after them over Nicole next week in the final four. So it's very important that they win the veto, or even just like, you know, HOH and veto, but they're going to have to win that veto because nobody's going to be evicting Nicole next week. According to their logic, I think Christmas probably wouldn't evict Nicole next week, but I think there's a chance that Memphis would.
Oh, yeah, I could very much see Memphis evicting Nicole. I mean, he did make that deal, but she did put him up, which means that she did not accept the deal, as we know, based on Memphis's terms and conditions. And if Memphis really look, if they keep Memphis, then Christmas goes home and Memphis is like, oh, yeah, the boys are loyal to me, like for sure. So I just got to get rid of Nicole. She's the last one who's not in the final three. He's got final twos with then Cody and Enzo. And so if he thinks that they would both take him, then that is a logical decision for Memphis. So if they keep Memphis, yeah, I think Nicole is definitely in danger.
Yes. So Christmas in Memphis go up on the block. They are nominated. Cody and Enzo talk some more. So this is where we missed like a pitch from Christmas to Enzo, where she was pitching for him again to win the veto, use it, and then, evict Cody. And he tells Cody, Christmas is trying to get me to use the veto and evict you. And she also told me that Nicole told her that you and I have a final two. Like, Nicole's playing the game. Like, she's trying to put that target on us. Cody's like, okay, well, you know, look, Memphis at least might keep us next week. Christmas definitely won't. Christmas will come for us. And I was like, Memphis is too good though, yo. He's gotta go, yo. And Cody says, well, I mean, like, I'd feel better losing to Memphis at least. But yeah, you're right. You know, she's gotta go. Or he's gotta go.
Yeah, this is where, you know, I'm kind of looking for those little pushes from Cody. He did it, I think, in one conversation with Enzo earlier in the day as well, where, you know, you kind of trying to see like him trying to plant the seeds. But obviously he learned from Danny's mistakes. Don't overwater. And also, I think that for Cody, it's not a 100% done deal that he would prefer to take out Memphis here, because again, he is trying to maintain that relationship with Nicole, and Nicole is dead set on getting Memphis out of the house. But Enzo is definitely not on board. I mean, the conversation with Cody, and then Enzo has a conversation with Nicole also, it just sounds like that Enzo is completely unwavering when it comes to taking out Memphis over Nicole or over Christmas.
Yeah. And like I said, like I can really see this going either way. And I'm actually kind of on the side of you should probably evict Memphis, because even if Memphis wouldn't evict, like basically, if Memphis doesn't evict Cody next week, if he evicts Nicole over Cody, no matter what, then Cody is guaranteed through the final four, because Nicole can't be immune unless he's in the Nicole and Corey spot, where Nicole was guaranteed final three in Big Brother 18 because Corey couldn't compete in the HOH, which meant that he couldn't be immune unless he had the veto. And if he had the veto, he wouldn't evict Nicole. Cody would be in that spot if Memphis wouldn't evict Cody over Nicole, because Nicole can't be immune unless she has the veto, in which case she's not evicting Cody. But it gives Memphis a chance to survive the final four. And if I'm looking at like odds of surviving the Final Four, Christmas versus Memphis, I think Memphis is significantly more likely to win one of the two competitions at the Final Four and make it to the Final Three, where he does not, I believe, take Cody to the Final Two. And that's, he's also, I think, more likely to win the Final Three HOH than Christmas is. And so it's a little riskier there. I feel like you either take the risk at Final Four to beat Christmas, or you take the risk at Final Three. Is Memphis there? Do you have to beat Memphis? And I feel like I'd rather take the risk at Final Four. I've got two chances. You've just got to make sure Christmas doesn't win either competition, and I'd feel pretty good about that. As long as Christmas doesn't win either of those competitions, you've basically won the game. Whereas, you know, same thing with Memphis, but it's harder to beat Memphis, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and one of the things that Cody knows is that Memphis's two Final Threes were both with Enzo. And so if that should tell anything to Cody, it's that Memphis prioritizes Enzo and would take Enzo to the end over Cody. And so I think he knows that. So again, when you're considering Final Three scenarios, then he would be like, oh, if I'm there with the two guys, well, Memphis is going to take Enzo and only Enzo might take me. So that's something that he definitely has to consider. And I think also the types of competition. So Memphis has been kind of a beast, dare I say it, in competitions. I don't know if because other people were throwing them or because Memphis is so good. But he was also doing really well in the like taking your clothes off competition. So, you know, who knows? Like Memphis seems to be a jack of all trades when it comes to winning some of these comps. And so I think that that's something that you don't want to contend with. And so I do agree with you there that Christmas is probably the one that you have a better odds to beat. And the house guests see it too, because I've heard, I think, Enzo talking about that for sure.
Yep. And it's again just like, I don't think that you can guarantee that Memphis won't evict Cody over Nicole if he has the option. Right. If you're Memphis in that spot and you have the choice between Cody to take to the Final Three or Nicole to take the Final Three, like, you're probably not gonna take Cody, but you know.
So when Memphis was making his first Wise Guys deal, no, he was making a Final Two with Christmas, and he was talking with Christmas about who else do we want in our Final Three and Final Four. And it was Enzo and Nicole were the ones that they wanted in the Final Four. And Memphis brought that up. That was Memphis's idea. So that's always stuck in the back of my mind of like, why would he mention Nicole? Is it only because Christmas and Nicole are close, or is it because he thinks he can beat Nicole? And I think it's because he thinks he can beat Nicole. And so, yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility that Cody goes there instead of Nicole, even though initially it may seem Nicole is in more danger.
Yeah. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. So Enzo talks to Nicole, and this is when he was talking about this. Mm-hmm. He says, Enzo says, yo, Cody keeps saying maybe we should take out Christmas. Like, what's up with that, yo? Like, Memphis needs to go. That's it. And I was like, oh, Enzo.
I know, going against your boy.
Oh, boy.
What is this? This is Enzo's big move that he's been talking about all season, Taryn. Throwing Cody under the bus.
Literally, though, like Enzo, I still feel like he's not going to cut Cody, but that doesn't mean that he's just going to sit back and let Cody and Nicole potentially take each other in the Final Three. And so earlier in the day, he's talking to Cody about like, yeah, Nicole's saying that we have got a Final Two, yo. Like, what's up with that? She's playing the game, yo. And then he's going to Nicole and he's like, man, Cody doesn't want to take out Memphis, yo. He really wants to keep him around, yo. Like, what's up with that, yo? That's it. Like, we gotta convince him. We gotta convince him to do this, yo. That's it. She's like, oh man, now I'm concerned. Like, is Cody gonna try and flip the vote this week? Like, I really want Memphis out. I shouldn't have told Cody what Christmas said. He's like, yeah, I shouldn't have said anything either, yo. That's it. And I was like, okay. He's trying to play them off. He's trying to, you know, put some cracks in the middle of those two a little bit, because he realizes that they're probably going to make it to the final three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate this. I don't know if it's going to be too little too late, which it is. But you know, I do like it, because the way that Nicole was responding did seem a little bit genuine. And I liked the language that Enzo was using, intentional or not, of like, well, we have to do this, we mm-hmm. have to do that. And so it's like, oh, us as a pair, and trying to just solidify that in Nicole's mind.
Yeah. And I think he is genuinely making Nicole a little worried that Cody might, because remember, Nicole has been betrayed by Cody in the past. And I think that with Enzo saying these things like, hey, he's bringing up to me, let's keep Memphis. And then Cody comes up and he's like, nah, I'm down to get rid of Memphis. But like, she believed it. Like, she believed it. And she was like, is he gonna snake me on this? Like, I really hope he doesn't. And Enzo's like, yeah, we got to figure out a way to make it work so that it doesn't have, I'm on your side, Nicole. And it has enough truth to it that it's not like it's believable, and enough like, hey, we're working together to make a common goal happen, that it's not like I'm trying to sour you on Cody. It's just that we need to make sure that this goal is achieved.
Mm-hmm. Look, we want this, right? Okay, so if we as a team are going to do this, and Enzo can also say like, look, no matter what, I got your back. If you have to break a tie, I will vote out Memphis. So Memphis is going home. But now it's about like making sure, oh, what's Cody up to? You know, is he going to be suspicious here? And I think that this is pretty interesting. And I think because Cody put Christmas on the block last week also, right? So it just sort of is enough of the truth, and actually is the truth, that Nicole can really see what's going on here. And it is very, very believable.
Yes. And I think also, like, the less Nicole trusts Cody, the more she annoys Cody, the more likely Cody is to take Enzo over Nicole. Mm-hmm. So the social game continues to be on point here with Enzo. And Nicole even says to Enzo, she's like, you know, Ian told me that you were like one of the best players of all time, Enzo, because of your social game. Like, he told me that this season, like in the house. And I'd forgotten about that. I'd forgotten about that. There was a point in time in this game where we were like, yeah, Enzo obviously wins if he makes it to the final two.
Oh my gosh, I know. Like, he's so good with everybody. It's such a great social game. Like, he's definitely going to make it there. He's definitely going to win. I really want more jury segments. What I got on the eviction episode was just not enough. I need more so I can try to start pinpointing where people are going to vote.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we get some weird stuff. Enzo. He's hanging out with Mulan, the cow.
The cow, yep.
He's showing Mulan some BB photos. At one point, Christmas walked in on Enzo in the bathroom. I feel like this happens a lot to Enzo.
Yeah, which again, like, is there no lock? Because she was saying something about like, oh, you didn't turn the handle. Is it because he didn't shut the door? But she doesn't even knock. She just walks right in.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah. Cody and Enzo also hung out and looked at some of the BB photos. Enzo is asking Cody about like, oh, who's this, yo? This one's Jace, yo. He's my boy. How did he do? What season did he play in? it was funny.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. They're really grasping, you know, for stuff to do, right? Like, there was a lot of also face skincare masks that were done yesterday. I think Christmas gave Memphis some skincare treatments. So they're waiting for comps.
He was like, I'm from Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Yeah. Cause he had the whole like sheet mask on. Yeah. It was a little terrifying.
Yes. That was mostly the day. Cody, Nicole, and Enzo confirm again after Enzo has a conversation with Nicole that Cody is wanting to maybe keep Memphis around. Cody comes up and they're like, so what do you think, Cody? Are you willing to take up Memphis? He's like, yeah, totally willing to take up Memphis. They go back and forth a little bit about like, should we blindside him? Cody's like, well, I could tell him like Thursday or something. Like, why do we need to tell him? We don't really need to tell him. We need to tell him. We can not tell him if you want. Like, we can do that.
Oh, this is me sending vibes. I was like, please don't tell him. Please don't tell him. Please don't tell him. When they were talking about this conversation, because I was like, the fact that they're considering it and then would actively make a decision to blindside him just also somehow makes it better. So I was like, please, 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 please.
Yeah. So I don't think they will.
I know.
Yeah.
Stupid jury management.
But so what we've got left is, of course, the veto competition. The veto competition could really determine what's going to happen here between Memphis and Christmas. If Memphis wins the veto, then we will see Christmas go home, and then they'll have to deal with Memphis in the Final Four. Prediction, do you think that either Memphis or Christmas will win the veto?
Right. I think that everyone is going to gun for it. Right. So this throwing plan nonsense is absolutely not going to happen. Memphis is a weird comp beast, like I was saying earlier. And so I think if anyone were going to win it, I would put my money on him. But just based on the way these HOHs and vetoes are going, maybe Nicole will win it somehow and get her second comp win. But I think it's a high likelihood. Look, they're all decent competitors, and I would probably put my money on Memphis out of the two of them.
My money is on Cody.
Yeah, it's always Cody, isn't it?
Yeah.
No. He's so good. The fact that he got 4 minutes or whatever on the sorting algorithm, like picture thing, I was like, how did you do that, dude? Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, good on Cody.
I think it's probably going to be comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends on what kind of comics it is. Sometimes it's like an obstacle course comics. Sometimes it's like just like, you know, slide down a thing or whatever. But either way, I feel like Memphis's mobility might cause him to just be like a step behind, whereas Cody is so, you know, athletic and fast that he'll be able to get through very quickly. And that might be enough to give Cody the win over anyone. And, you know, maybe Christmas can do all right. Christmas has, she studies, like she knows stuff, but what they keep saying about Christmas is that she gets nervous and she chokes, which is what happened in the HOH competition, and so we might see something similar in a veto competition. But my money would be on Cody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the fact that also Christmas is on the block, that's going to make her extra nervous. She's got the extra pressure of knowing that she has to win, which I think is going to be tough. And if it's the one where they like do the zip lining or whatever, where they like swing across the thing, then that's both speed, the upper body physical strength, and the memorization. Mm-hmm. And if Cody just did really well on the ordering, which is all visual spatial recognition of patterns, right, then he could do very well in BB Comics if that's the competition that we see. So I don't know. Maybe it was just like my heart rooting for Memphis over Logic, which I never thought I would say. Oh my God, what has this season done to me? Rooting for Memphis, goodness.
Look, if Memphis doesn't win this veto, then your hope for any, you know, fight against the final three being Cody, Enzo, and Nicole is Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Which not only is she less likely to, you know, get in there, but it's also Christmas.
Yeah,
she's not gonna win, you know what I mean?
No.
Like even if she breaks through, she survives the final four by winning whatever, she wins the final three HOH, cuts Cody, whatever it is, is that enough for her to win? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting to see Nicole sit next to Christmas. So then that, I guess, would mean that Christmas has to stay. Christmas has to win veto at least at final four, and then win and take Nicole, I guess, would probably be the situation in which that happens, which that would be pretty fascinating, I think, to watch. But you know what? I don't know. I'm kind of just excited to see what happens. I think any of the permutations of this game, I think, are going to be interesting, especially when we look back on it to say about how Cody played, especially to look at his strength in the game and whether or not he can close this out in the final stretches, I think is going to be particularly interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. I'll, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. I'll be back later tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern to go over the Legacy Watch. We're going to see Where does Tyler fall after after an all-star season? He has now been evicted in sixth place. Where does he fall on the Legacy Watch? Check it out tonight. You can find me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. I will tweet out the link to the survey where you can give your thoughts that we will then read on the podcast tonight. And then we've got we did a slop podcast yesterday. There's an emotional intelligence podcast that is probably coming out soon this weekend. We've got Monday. There's a recap of the Monday episode. So much Big Brother for you guys. Check it all out. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Liana, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at @LianaRHAP to add to all the Big Brother content. Mike Bloom and I are going to be holding down the RHAP B&B with Mari Forth this week to talk about just a bunch of shenanigans. We have a Pauly Calafiore interview. We will discuss, of course, the Pauly Calafiore is trying to make the U.S. bobsled team for the Olympics news.
You watched Cool Runnings as a kid.
He was inspired, you know. Yeah. He was like, I love John Candy. Like, let's do this. Also talking about the Masked Singer with Puya, we just talked about last week's episode, which was a real blast. And then if you check out Puya's stream on Twitch, at Puyaism, twitch.tv, we are going to be playing some Among Us on Sunday with some people that you might recognize. So I would definitely check that out.
Yes, and we did get exit interview questions back from Tyler, so that is probably on the website somewhere that exists. So I'm pretty sure it's somewhere, right? Is it posted? Yeah.
It was on, I think, the Facebook Friday, right? It was where it first got. I don't know if it's like officially posted yet, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be out soon. Right?
Similar to the Emotional Intelligence podcast, I'm sure it will exist at some point.
It was recorded at one point in time, yes. So it will exist.
All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you later.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.